Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
Today, we have a really wonderful guest back with us.
Yes. Hello, Julie Hoy.
Hello.
I think this is the third time you've been with us, and I think it's important that we have this conversation about what's happening in our community, and I'm just so thrilled that you're running for mayor. Yesterday, Amanda and I talked about the shooting at Bush Park. There's a lot of complex parts to this, but it's part of our city.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's part of what's happening right now in real time.
Any thoughts on this as a person trying to run for mayor?
Well, first of all, it's a horrible tragedy.
It is horrible.
That is evidence of a bigger problem, I believe. You know, we have a loss of connection in community and in families, and we need to do our best to work at that. I feel horrible for the for everyone involved. You know, I look at Salem like a family, and when one of us is in crisis, we're all in a bit of crisis here. So I think about not only the person who unfortunately died in this incident, but the folks that were with him, the students that were there, and the school, and the neighborhood, and all of us. We are all impacted by what happened there. And we need to, I believe, just do a better job of loving on each other and talking and understanding better about what everybody's dealing with. And not just in the big ways, but in the little ways, too, on a daily basis.
Yeah, one of the things I love what you just said is because I do know, I've known you for a while through the chamber, and nothing brings people together better than food.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like, let's just all have a big bowl of spaghetti or a pizza. Right? Food brings families together.
It does.
We need to have a community again that isn't fighting each other physically and metaphorically.
Yeah.
But build that community. And I know that you have a lot of great thoughts on how to do that. And I want to spend some time today just addressing some of your suggestions.
Yeah. So. Can you give us your website, though, for folks that would love to look you up, help, participate, volunteer, donate?
Yeah. It's julieforsalem.com.
All right.
That's julieforsalem.com.
I love it. I love it so much.
All right. We'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Back to Dan Pongino. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Julie, the last time you were in, you and I had both just come from the Salem Fire Foundation breakfast, and you mentioned that you had a conversation with some of the guys from Station 1, which those that don't know, that's the big station downtown, and they told you that half of their calls are dealing with the homeless problem downtown. Is that correct?
It was probably a generalization, but I did ask, they asked me if I would want more for their efforts if I were to serve as mayor, or would I want them to simply maintain on what they have to work with?
Okay.
And I asked them a question. What do you really need?
Great question.
If you're not dealing with the houseless, addicted, and mentally ill folks on our streets, you know, how much work is there really to be done here if we're dealing with that and meeting those kinds of needs in better ways, rather than an emergency call for a pickup or even just a time on the street where you figure out they don't need to go to a hospital or whatever. If our firefighters weren't using their time for that, and we had other folks in place to deal with it and get these folks where they actually need to be for the right kind of help, they said that their calls downtown would be about 50% less if they weren't dealing with that.
Well, and I know only because it is your church, and at the time I was working for Cerbro when the church caught fire, and that required every station was sent out to that fire to deal with that fire. And so if you have a station that's dealing with the houseless issue, they're not really available to deal with the bigger problems like that big, huge fire for the church.
Depletes their funds.
Which I believe was started by a houseless person.
Right.
Yes, it was.
So,
unfortunately.
It's all very intertwined.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with a big picture that is very complex.
It is.
But not insurmountable. I mean, we have to be able to face it and stand in truth about what is reality here and what do we really need to deal with. And I believe we have an addiction crisis and a mental health crisis, and we don't have the right kinds of resources in place for those populations. We don't have enough of those kinds of resources. We don't have destinations for those folks, places where they can go and get treatment for whatever it is they're facing.
Well, and I know we had Manny Martinez on our show some time back, and he made just the greatest statement, because he has been where those people are at, and he's fought his way out of that. And he's like, you have to deal with the root problem. Just giving them a place to live, yes, that gets them off the street and out of the cold and out of the rain, but you're still not dealing with the root problem.
Right.
And complicated issue. But I think the key is you're looking for connection and you're looking for communication and you're looking for people at the table to talk about it.
And again, we're like one great big family. And in that family, people in crisis generally take the most time, resource, attention, energy, and we need to be able to handle it.
Wow, you said that beautifully.
Well, that's we've got about 5 seconds. What's your website, Julie?
JulieForSalem.com.
Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and joining us is Julie Hoy.
Yeah, I know that when you were on the first time, which is some time ago, Julie, and you were just telling us that, you know, you really felt like God was calling you to this, I mean, a big task to try to be the mayor of the city.
Yeah, never thought I'd say that.
I bet you didn't. But there's got to be something personal for you with the issues. You know, we were talking about the houseless issue in the last segment. Is there something, why is this so personal for you, Julie?
I think it's personal for me because I moved to Salem about 32 years ago and into the house that I'm still in now. And I feel very rooted and invested. This is my community.
Yeah.
And I have watched it decline, frankly. And I live on Center Street. And my business is on Lancaster. So I've seen decline firsthand. I've dealt with an RV parked in front of my house, and it was not fun.
Oh,
and
I bet.
We've had the threat of that a few other times, and it's just very disconcerting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be in my business on Lancaster and deal with the houseless and the addicted and the folks suffering from mental health crisis, it's just a lot. It weighs heavily. That's my lived experience daily. And further, I have, you know, I have a situation in my own family that is very challenging and touches on exactly those issues.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of people can, a lot of people at least know somebody, whether it's family, friends, anybody that's affected by this. It's a real thing.
It
touches every single home.
Yeah.
I've got two boys, and my older boy went to LA with dreams, like many kids have dreams.
Sure.
And then he didn't talk to me for a long time because he became homeless. So I can totally relate, you know.
Wow.
And when he finally shared some of his experiences being homeless, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
we can't ignore that part of our city.
No. Uh-uh.
And but we have to be humane about how we deal with it.
Absolutely. We have to be humane, but we, and it's very prevalent, so we've got to deal with it.
Yeah, we've got about 10 more seconds. I really want to get into a couple other issues in our last segment, but we really appreciate it.
Yes,
thanks so much, you guys.
All right, you guys, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, and joining us is Julie Hoy.
Yes, and I know that a little earlier you reminded the listeners on how to get a hold of you. What is your website?
JulieForSalem.com.
And what is it again?
JulieForSalem.com.
JulieForSalem.com.
That's it. Three times.
We did it.
We've talked a little bit about the homeless issue, and you had mentioned to me during the break that there is a spot on the south end of Lancaster where the Winco is.
Yeah.
There's kind of an RV problem going on there.
Yeah, well, it's been going on for a long time. A year ago, it was a big deal to see 8 or 9 RVs in the parking lot there.
I think there's more than 8 or 9 now.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching that one and bringing it to council.
Wow.
Just as of yesterday, I counted 31.
Whoa,
you're kidding.
Yep, yeah.
And 31 RVs.
Like 31 a small used car lot.
That doesn't count the vehicles.
Oh, gosh.
That are there
as well.
And people have begun building what I would call a
pallet homes and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wouldn't even want to go shopping there.
No. We love to eat at the restaurant there and the sandwich shop. And we, you know, just choose our time.
Yeah, absolutely.
To do that.
Well, and you've got a Sherry's there. You've got some pretty significant.
The Subway, the Thai Beer, the Mexican place in the middle there. And
yeah.
Then
on top of the Winco.
Winco, Coastal.
Wow.
Sportsman's.
So that's a lot of businesses that are probably being dramatically affected.
I actually heard about it on the news. And funny, because I've been reporting this to council for a year and a half.
Right.
With no, like.
Nothing.
No one doing anything about it.
Well, there is a very small but mighty team that's doing what they can in Salem to try
absolutely.
To fight this. They need more help. They need more resources. And I want to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, the news show made me. Brought up the fact that they're going to have a meeting. That's a private property. So it takes an agreement between the private property owners to figure out how they're going to address this issue. And, you know, minimally, they could have a trespass letter of consent on file with the police, so the police see something start and they can ask folks to move along.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully that'll happen. I'd really like to be at that meeting, though, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's happening. Anyway. That's that. It's a big deal.
And I think we've got about a minute left, but I think one of the big deals you talked about before, and this was news to me, there is not a primary and then a general when it comes to mayor.
No. Council and mayors decided in May.
Okay.
In the primary. So this
Which
will be over.
About a month.
Yep.
Or like 2 months,
couple.
I guess.
It'll be over and done with May 21st.
Oh, okay.
And my hope is to get into that spot and to work really well in collaboration with the county and get some things done in a positive way.
I do know Danielle Bethel would love to do that as well.
Yeah.
So if people want to volunteer to help maybe door knock, put signs out, make phone calls, or just simply contribute financially, how do they go about helping you?
JulieForSalem.com.
Oh, she does that well, doesn't she?
She really does.
And are you looking for all of those things?
Yes, absolutely. And you can sign up and then put in your comments what it is you'd like to do and how you'd like to participate. We can deliver signs. They'll be available after the 21st of this month.
Awesome.
Can't put them up any earlier than 60 days ahead of Election Day.
Okay.
And gosh, what else? We're just getting everything planned out.
All right.
Well, we'll make sure and have you again in the future.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Bless you guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.